Hi, plant friends. So Thanksgiving is officially over. Today is Black Friday. For the American listeners, you guys know what that means. For the international listeners, I just hope you're having a great Friday. Thanksgiving being over means that it is officially the holiday season. Christmas is here. And for those of you who celebrate Christmas, maybe those of you who don't celebrate Christmas but still like to have Christmas trees in your apartment because they smell nice, I realize a lot of you are new to the show. And though I know that a lot of you love to binge listen to the show, I love hearing from you. I wanted to direct your attention to episode 5 and episode 6 of Bloom and Grow Radio. Yes, plant friends, travel all the way down the feed, back to the very beginning when I was just a baby podcaster. It's so funny re-listening to these episodes because, number one, the audio in my show has improved a lot. And number two, I was just a baby. I was really still finding my voice in those beginning episodes. But I did a two-part series on Christmas trees. So episode 5, I have Mary Jean Packer of the Christmas Tree Farmers Association of New York on the show to talk about the miracle that are cut Christmas trees and how we can ideally source them locally and best practices for having the happiest cut Christmas tree you could and how to properly dispose of your Christmas trees after as a responsible plant parent. And then the episode that I was super excited about was episode 6 is actually all about how to have a living potted Christmas tree indoors this Christmas season with my very dear friend Joe Lample of Growing a Greener World. On that episode, Joe is like a big time famous gardener who has a PBS TV show on gardening. And he joins me to discuss the new fad of a living Christmas tree that you have in your apartment in a pot, and then you actually replant it outdoors after your holiday season is over. And I'm nudging you listeners back to these two episodes because I actually got a very sweet note from a listener that said that last year, her and her husband bought their first house and they listened to the living Christmas tree episode and they actually did it and they planted their living Christmas tree in their backyard and they're gonna start a little Christmas tree forest in their backyard of all their trees. And as plant people, I think, why not try living Christmas tree if it's something that excites you? And if you don't have a yard to actually replant your Christmas tree in, you can always donate it to a garden center or maybe a botanical garden or a local community park. So anyway, I'm wishing you guys the happiest holiday season. I encourage you to go back to episodes 5 and 6 of Bloom and Grow Radio if you're interested in learning more about Christmas trees in general. And I wish you guys easy and effortless commutes back home if you traveled for this holiday. And I hope that you're just sitting on your couch in your sweatpants, surrounded by your plants, full of pie, full of love, surrounded by the people you love on this holiday season. And if not, because that's not your jam, that's cool too. Okay, plant friends, we'll return to regular scheduled programming on Tuesday with your next actual episode of Bloom and Grow Radio. And until then, keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to join the Bloom and Grow Garden Club, head over to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club to join the planty fun. When you join, you get a free download of the Keep Blooming print that Molly Mansfield made exclusively for us, and you will also get an email with the password to the private Facebook group, which is what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is pretty amazing. For behind-the-scenes scoop, plant tips I learn along the way, and sneak peeks of future episodes, follow me on Instagram at @bloomandgrowradio. And plant friends, I'm here for you, so drop me a line if you have an idea for an episode, live event, or maybe if you're a planty business looking to sponsor the show. I am always here to help you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.